Ray Brown's Talkin' Birds.
Made possible by the generous support of the Birdwatchers General Store, Orleans, Cape Cod. BirdwatchersGeneralStore.com.
By Vortex Optics, with the VIP warranty. Their unlimited lifetime promise to keep you and your optic covered. Learn more at VortexOptics.com. And by Hog Island Audubon Camp. For full camp schedule, program details, and to register, visit hogisland.audubon.org.
Good morning, afternoon, or evening. Welcome to our show number 1045. It's July, but not just plain July. It's plastic-free July, representing a worldwide movement that helps millions of people be part of the solution to plastic pollution by, among other things, thinking about single-use plastics and proactively avoiding them. We'll get some great ideas about fighting plastic pollution in every month of the year on today's show. Right now, we'd like to announce the grand prize winner in our Talkin' Birds Make Your Own Swag Contest 2025 by way of a random drawing which made everybody who sent in a photo eligible to win. And the winner is Madison Carr from East Syracuse, New York. She is one of Vortex Diamondback HD 6-beam by 48 to 65 spotting scope as our grand prize winner. Thanks to all who entered the contest and sent in all those amazingly wonderful photos. We'll get them all posted on our website and social media pages soon. We have two listener-submitted audio postcards today, one from about 70 miles west of Key West, Florida, and starting with one from the southern New England coastal town of Fairhaven, Massachusetts. Here's Mary Nardone and her Northern Mockingbirds.
I'm at the beach, West Island, Fairhaven, Massachusetts, where the pair of mockingbirds live, near the parking lot. And this guy's sitting on the phone pole here that has the weather station on top of it, doing his usual. Seems to do a little bit of a car alarm imitation. Does a lot of seabirds. Maybe that's a waxwing, I'm not sure. He sits on the same spot and does this repertoire. Thanks. Happy birding.
Thank you, Mary. Now here's Jeff with Raphael, trying to hear themselves think in the midst of some very loud birds way out in the Gulf of Mexico.
Hey, Ray. This is Raphael and Jeff at Dry Tortuga National Park, and you're hearing the sounds of hundreds of nesting city terns and brown noddies. I've also seen rosia terns, royal terns, sandwich terns, ton of frigate birds. It's a wonderful place. Good birding, everyone.
Good birding to you, Jeff and Raphael, with tons of terns and frigate birds, too. We're inviting audio postcards from wherever you are looking at and or listening to birds. Just record a description of what you're seeing or hearing into your smartphone and send the file to ray@talkinbirds.com. That's ray@talkinbirds.com. And let us share your audio postcard with thousands of folks who would love to hear it. What we're hearing is, that's right, our mystery bird. The contest a little bit later, a little preview here. Our mystery bird is a small songbird. The male has sky blue upper parts, a white throat and belly, white flanks with black streaks, and two broad white wing bars. The female has pale blue-gray upper parts and a pale eyebrow. Our bird's preference for treetop perches and deciduous forests sometimes makes it hard to see. It nests and forages higher in the canopy than many of its cousins. Our bird breeds across a wide swath of the eastern U.S., roughly from New York west to Arkansas, and from Minnesota south to Tennessee, and it winters in northern and western South America. That's our mystery bird, and beautiful prizes await, including a big bag of our favorite coffee. Delicious, shade-grown, bird-friendly Birds and Beans coffee grown under the natural forest canopy in Central America to preserve wintering habitat for birds. And from fresh-cut paper, makers of beautiful life-size pop-up floral bouquets that are wilt-proof and crafted to last a lifetime, a certificate for 5 fresh-cut bouquets. Many bird-themed bouquets among their selections, including that wonderful hummingbird oasis bouquet. I watched a little video of this the other day. It is so cool. You kind of reach into the bouquet and pull a hummingbird up, and it sort of floats above the bouquet, almost like a real hummingbird hovering over the flowers. It is so cool. That's our prize list for the Mystery Bird Contest, and we have a bonus prize if we get to that bonus question. Our Mystery Bird Contest coming up in a little bit later. Here's a royal salute to another member of the royal family of our Talking Birds audience, helping us to spread the word about the show and about birds and conservation. Thank you to Randall Tatum from Westfield, Indiana. Thank you, Randall. He joins more than 900 other Talking Birds listeners in our ambassadors family. If you like our show, please become an ambassador. Help us reach more listeners with the good word about birds and the protection of our planet. To sign up, just go to talkingbirds.com and click on the Get Involved tab at the top of the page. It's really easy to do. That's at talkingbirds.com. Still to come today, we'll talk with Beyond Plastics digital director Eve Fox about how we can all join the fight against plastic pollution here in Plastic Free July. Plus, we'll present an almost live from the archive Let's Ask Mike segment with Mike O'Connor from the world-famous Birdwatchers General Store on world-famous Cape Cod. And up next, a very, 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 very small bird is today's Talking Birds featured feathered friend. We described today's mystery bird as a small songbird, but compared to today's featured feathered friend, it's downright colossal. That's because today's featured feathered friend is the smallest bird in the world. It's the bee hummingbird, just over 2 inches in length, with a 1.5-inch wingspan. The male bee hummingbird has a green crown and a bright red throat, bluish upper parts, and mostly grayish-white underparts. Females are bluish-green with pale gray undersides. Bee hummingbirds are plump-looking, although they weigh less than a dime, or about half the weight of familiar hummers like the rufous or the ruby-throated. Their nest is about as wide as a quarter, and the eggs are about as big as a bean, a coffee bean. In flight, the bee hummer's wings beat about 80 times a second, but during courtship flight, it's said that that speed more than doubles to as much as 200 times per second. The genus name of the bee hummingbird, which is found only in Cuba, is Melosuga, Latin for honeysucker. And most sources say that it owes its species-specific name, Helene, to Doña Helene de Faz, the wife of the Cuban naturalist Don Carlos Booth, who first recognized the bird officially as a distinct species. The smallest bird in the world. Today's featured feathered friend, Melosuga Helene, the bee hummingbird. Welcome again to our show number 1045. July is known for lots of things, including backyards and beaches, and like every other month, birds. It's also known for what it has become in a very important way, and that is as Plastic Free July. It's a global movement that helps millions of people be part of the solution to plastic pollution. There's a lot we can all do to reduce the harm that plastic waste is causing to our planet and its inhabitants. Eve Fox from the great and highly effective advocacy group Beyond Plastics knows a lot about this. As one of the original 3 staff members that's been with the organization since it started in 2019, She's been a grassroots organizer, fundraiser, writer, editor, events manager, communications director, project manager, and more at Beyond Plastics. It is now their digital director, in charge of email and website, social media, and a whole lot more. And she joins us now to talk about plastic-free July. Good morning, Eve.
Good morning, Ray. Thanks so much for having me on.
It's a pleasure. Welcome. I wonder, Eve, if you'd give us your take on just how big the plastic pollution problem is and why we should all care about it.
How many hours do we have? Well, the short answer is that the plastic pollution problem is enormous. Plastic, which was developed and started to become used in the 1950s and 60s, has grown to infiltrate pretty much every aspect of our environment and our lives. So I'm sure I'm not telling anyone anything they don't know, but it's not only in our homes and on the shelves of grocery stores, retail stores. Plastic is also in our water, our air, our soil, our ocean, and in our bodies, too.
Well, Beyond Plastics has created a really useful tool for this special month. It's the Plastic-Free July Action Calendar with three kinds of actions involved: personal, educational, and legislative, one for each day of the month. Eve, could you quickly give us an example of each of those elements?
Sure. So just thinking about a personal example, one of the examples in the calendar is using a tiffin for leftovers.
Thank you for explaining to me what a tiffin is, by the way. You can find that on the calendar. Okay, another one?
Another one is, so if you are a coffee or a tea drinker, which I think covers probably most adults in this country, there are ways to plastic-proof your cuppa. And the reason that you would want to go to all that trouble is because a study that was published last winter found that tea bags release between 8 million and 1.2 billion microplastic and nanoplastic particles per millimeter of boiling water that they're dunked in. And the heat of that boiling water makes those plastic particles leach the chemicals that are in them at even higher rates than they normally would. So, and there are a lot of chemicals in plastics. I think very few people know that there are more than 16,000 chemicals used to make plastics, and many of them we know are hazardous to human health. So it's not something that you want to drink on a daily basis. So you can avoid it altogether by switching to loose leaf tea that you steep or brew in a ceramic or a glass or a metal infuser rather than something that's made of plastic or a tea bag that's made of plastic or includes plastic particles. So, and then you can do the same thing for coffee if you're a coffee drinker. So no more plastic pots.
Exactly. I want to just get on to the class. Now, I took this class with Judith Enck. It's a wonderful class, a virtual class. Really want to recommend that. And folks, go to the website, which we'll give in a moment. Well, I'll give it right now. It's beyondplastics.org. Tell us about the Anti-Plastic Book Club, Eve, and about the book that will be coming out soon.
Thanks so much for your kind words about Judith's class. It is a great option for anyone who's looking to learn more about this this problem and what they can do to help address it. So it's not all gloom and doom. There's a lot of focus on solutions, which I think is important. And folks can find that on our homepage under events. So one very exciting thing that's happened at Beyond Plastics is for the last couple of years, we have been writing a book. And it's coming out on December 2nd. It's being published by a great publishing company called The New Press. And the book is called The Problem with Plastic: How We Can Save Ourselves and Our Planet Before It's Too Late. And it's available for pre-order. If folks are interested in reserving a copy now, they can do that from The New Press, or you can also go to your local independent bookstore and ask them to order you a copy. It's great to shop locally and support your small independent businesses. So it's going to be very exciting. We're all thrilled to see it coming to fruition.
Let's wrap up here, Eve, with day 31. We're jumping way ahead to celebrate a month of action. And that's particularly by joining the webinar on January 31st, 7 p.m., a free webinar, Excellent Alternatives to Plastic Packaging, which is a big problem. We know we only have a few seconds left, Eve, but maybe you could give us a really quick overview of that webinar.
Sure. And it's July 31st, just to be clear, not January.
Did I say January?
It's okay.
Oh my God.
I rarely know what year it is, so it's all good. So we'll be talking with business leaders from three amazing companies, Blue Land, Plain Products, and Useful, to hear about their business models, which are built on avoiding plastics and plastic packaging. I think this is a very inspiring topic for a webinar because there's this idea in people's minds that you can either have a profitable business or you can have a sustainable one. And these folks are proving that that is just not true. Their whole business model is built on avoiding plastics, and they're doing it. So Blue Land sells sustainable cleaning products. Plain Products sells a wonderful line of salon quality personal care products. And Useful is this really cool company that's starting to transform the university space by providing reusable stainless steel metal food containers to colleges and other places that have kind of a closed loop system. And they are both plastic free and profitable. So I think it's wonderful to just get a sense of how this works in our existing marketplace and see that it is very possible to make these shifts that will help reduce the production and use of plastics.
Eve Fox is Digital Director for Beyond Plastics. Please visit the Beyond Plastics website to find that plastic-free July action calendar and to sign up for that important webinar on July 31st, that is, at 7 p.m. Eastern. The website is Beyond Plastics with an S, beyondplastics.org. Eve, thank you for your great work and for being with us. We'll look forward to that July 31st webinar and the new book.
Thank you so much, Ray. Appreciate it. Take care.
By the way, I didn't give Eve a chance to talk about a legislative action you can take. Day 23, schedule a constituent meeting with an elected official about Skip the Stuff or another single-use plastic policy. It's all there on the calendar. That plastic-free July action calendar website again is beyondplastics.org. Up next, it's our mystery bird contest in just 1 minute.
The flutter of a tail feather, the flash of a wing bar in mid-flight. You don't always have a lot of time to identify a bird in nature, let alone to appreciate its beauty. But with Vortex Optics, you'll have the power to bring every wild moment closer. When you choose Vortex, you're choosing to have a partner in the field as passionate about nature as you are. Whether you're spotting old friends on the backyard feeder or packing for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to add a few species to your life list, Vortex offers a full range of optics and optics accessories for every birder and every budget. And whether the birds are taking you to another state or another country, you're always covered by the Vortex VIP warranty, an unlimited lifetime promise to keep you and your optic covered. If you'd like to learn more, or if you need help choosing your next optic, give Vortex a call at 1-800-4-VORTEX or visit vortexoptics.com.
Our mystery bird. It's a beautiful bird. A small songbird. The male has sky blue upper parts, a white throat and belly, white flanks with black streaks and two broad white wing bars. The female has pale blue-gray upper parts and a pale eyebrow. Our bird's preference for treetop perches in deciduous forests can make it hard to see. It nests and forages higher in the canopy than most of its cousins. Our bird breeds across a wide section of the eastern U.S., about from New York to Arkansas, and Minnesota south to Tennessee. It winters in northern and western South America. It's our mystery bird here. Beautiful prizes include that big bag of delicious birds and beans coffee. Shade-grown, bird-friendly coffee grown under the natural forest canopy. And from fresh-cut paper, five of those beautiful pop-up floral bouquets, wilt-proof and crafted to last a lifetime. By the way, fresh-cut also plants a tree for every bouquet sold. That's pretty nice, and that's our mystery bird contest. Please call us right now if you can, because we will run out of time very easily here if you don't give us a call as soon as possible. So please do that. Here's the number, 781-837-4900. And here it is again, 781-837-4900. Coming up next, almost live from the archive, Let's Ask Mike in just 1 minute.
Hog Island Audubon Camp has welcomed nature enthusiasts to its shores since 1936. It's a program of the Seaburn Institute, and the island hosts five-night sessions for adults, teens, and families taught by the world's leading naturalists, ornithologists, and artists. Hog Island campers deepen their relationships with the birds and the ecosystems around them during the island's immersive educational camps. New for the 2025 camp season is Let's Go Birding Together. Scheduled during peak fall migration, this session is a safe space for queer birders to connect with nature and each other while learning ways to foster a similar environment in their community's home. For full Hog Island schedule, program details, and to register, visit hogisland.audubon.org.
Down to Cape Cod and Mike O'Connor at the Birdwatchers General Store for this morning's edition of Let's Ask Mike. And this is something that Mike just hates to talk about, I think. This is involving possibly taking down bird feeders. Can that be right? Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, depressing, isn't it?
You could almost not speak there. I could tell you were just...
Yeah. My kids won't be going to college now.
Well, we got a note from Kim. We're not sure where Kim's located, but she says, I'm writing about the finches, house and purple, at my feeders. Three or four individuals, she says, have conjunctivitis. This happens every year. Sometimes the goldfinches become infected. And let's see, she says, I only took one sighting of the struggling birds to change my cleaning habits of the feeder. She now cleans and sanitizes them with bleach regularly, and she wants to know, Mike, if there's anything more she can do. She said she'd rather not stop feeding altogether because so many birds are visiting, and she hates to see these birds suffering, so she's calling on you, Mike.
Pressure's on me now, huh?
It is. Pressure's on.
Well, first of all, the birds aren't going to suffer. I always tell people the birds were doing fine. They were doing better before we got here. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be doing even better when we leave. So we just put the feeders out. So it's really for us, for our own entertainment. And this conjunctivitis is what we're calling it. It's a finch disease that started in the early 90s because house finches were an introduced species from the West Coast, and they picked up this disease, which I think spread from the poultry industry. And the house finches that we know were kind of, since they were introduced, they all came from the same gene pool, and they're genetically inferior to their West Coast cousins, and they picked up this virus pretty rapidly, and it wiped out a good percentage of, maybe half, got wiped out by this disease. And it's not like to settle back down now. It's not as bad as it once was, but it has spread throughout the whole country now. And I always tell people, if you see a bird that's not well, there's really, take your feeders in. You don't have to do it forever. You just need to do it for a few days. Take them in. The birds will be fine. They totally will be fine. There's plenty of food out there for them. It's not like it's the blizz, you know, it's not like a blizzard going on right now. Take your feeders in, and the sick bird will either recover, because they do recover from this illness, some of them, and that now they have the immunity, or they'll succumb. But either way, they hopefully won't pass it on, because they do pass it on at feeders and bird baths. So kind of clean that up for a little while. Now, these are finches, and they're seed eaters, so Kim could put out suet for them, or she had catbirds, I noticed in the emails. She could put out jelly or raisins for them. You could put out alternative foods, which aren't really necessary finch foods, because that'll keep them away, and the other birds can eat. Or avoid the feeders, and maybe for cardinals, spread some sunflower seeds around the yard on the ground. Cardinals are ground feeders, and they'd be happy to eat off the ground. Just kind of keep it from all congregating in one area until you don't see that bird anymore, or birds, and then you can put them out again. Just pay attention to that. Now, there's a virus out there now that's different, and they don't know anything about that now. So anytime you see a sick bird, Take your feeders in for a few days. The birds will move on, and then they can come back, and they'll be healthy. There you go.
All right, top quality advice. And then, of course, Mike, after this, you put up even more feeders, right, and buy more bird seed.
Well, that's really the key. That's, you know, buy all new feeders. Never mind cleaning them. Buy all new ones.
Exactly. You don't want those old, crummy little feeders. All right, Mike. Talk to you next week. Thank you.
Sounds great.
Mike O'Connor, the famous Birdwatchers General Store. Meanwhile, back to the Mystery Bird Contest one more time. Don't forget, you don't necessarily have to get the right answer to win our contest, because we'll do a drawing from among answers received at 781-837-4900. One more time, quickly, our bird is a small songbird. The male has sky blue upper parts, a white throat and belly, white flanks with black streaks, and two broad white wing bars. Female has pale blue-gray upper parts and a pale eyebrow. The bird preference for treetop perches makes it kind of hard to see. That's our mystery bird. What is that bird? Dawn is in Quincy, Massachusetts. Hello, Dawn.
Well, I'm going to take a guess.
Okay, sure.
Eastern bluebird?
Did you say an eastern bluebird? That
yeah.
is, we call that a top quality guess there, is what we call that. But not exactly what we're looking for on this one. But Dawn, thank you so much for trying.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
A guess there for an eastern bluebird. Let's talk to Larry. He's also in Massachusetts in the great town of Scituate. Hello, Larry.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, Larry. How are you?
Great.
That's
Whipping,
good.
Whipping, scrub jay.
A western scrub jay. That is not correct either, as a matter of fact. But another good guest, and we're focusing on the blue here. I can see that. Did you know, Larry? You probably knew this. Did you know that birds never have any blue pigment in their feathers? Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
That's a little fact there. All the blue in birds' feathers comes from the way light interacts with the structure within their feathers. So that if you took a bluebird's or a blue jay's feather and crushed it, it would no longer be blue. It would be gray, because that structure would be interrupted and the light would not flow through it the way it otherwise would. Just a little thing there about the color blue. Larry, stay on the line there, if you will. And we'll get your info and send you some nice prizes there.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. That's Larry with the... I was going to say the correct answer, but he was our drawing. Was he our drawing winner? I'm getting mixed up here. But Larry, thank you. In any case, Jesse will determine who our winner is among the almost correct answers that we have received. Again, the Cerulean Warbler was the name of our mystery bird, the identity of our mystery bird. Before we go, just this reminder, and it's about our mystery bird contest, and that is, we'd like to encourage you to listen to the show live so that you can enter our mystery bird contest. We have another caller that we're going to try to take. We don't have time. Okay, getting back to what I was saying, listen to the show live, and you can take part in our Mystery Bird Contest. And listening live is very easy from any place on the planet. If you just go to talkingbirds.com and click on the Listen button, you will see how to do it. That's at talkingbirds.com, and there is no G in talking. Next week on our show, a special guest from the Cornell Lab of Ornithology will be here to tell us about another cool learning tool from the lab. Thanks to our amazing Talking Birds team, Debbie Bleacher, Freya McGregor, and our producing engineer, Jesse Wilkins. I'm Ray Brown. See you next week.
The Bird Show. I like that.
Ray Brown's Talking Birds.
Made possible by the generous support of the Birdwatchers General Store, Orleans, Cape Cod. Birdwatchersgeneralstore.com.
By Vortex Optics, with the VIP warranty. Their unlimited lifetime promise to keep you and your optic covered. Learn more at vortexoptics.com. And by Hog Island Audubon Camp. For full camp schedule, program details, and to register, visit hogisland.audubon.org.